Avid Audiobooks presents The Boy at the Door by Alex Dahl. Narrated by Georgia Maguire. For Oscar and Anastasia, with love. Part 1. Chapter 1. Tuesday, I wake angry. I often do, if I'm honest, but today it's worse than usual. Firstly, because I wake alone. Johan has gone off to London for the third time this month. And secondly, because it's October and it will be completely dark until almost 9 o'clock. I reluctantly get out of bed and stand a while by the window looking out onto the harbour. It's not yet 7, but across the bay, cars are moving in a slow line towards the motorway. The water in the harbour is dully reflecting the moonlight through a thin, eerie layer of ice. Downstairs, my daughters have already started fighting. I glance at my phone and it's full of messages and missed calls, but I just can't face dealing with them right now. With everything going on, I've hardly been in the office the last week, but I'm going in today. I take a few exaggeratedly deep breaths and keep my gaze on the moon, still high in the sky. Mindfulness is the way forward, I've heard. I try to see Sondafjord the way it is in summer, when it really is a joy to stand at this window, looking out over the balmy, calm inner harbour full of leisure boats and that bright late evening light. We get more sun than almost anywhere else in Norway, but I must say the winters are especially wet and drab. According to the weather report, we can expect another onslaught of torrential rain this afternoon, but for now, it's cool and clear. I take another couple of deep breaths, mentally steeling myself for the day ahead. I guess everyone feels like the world is a dark place sometimes. Tuesday is a crap day in my world, especially now that Maria Luz has decided to leave us halfway through her contract and I'm stuck with no au pair. It's like you can't win with those people. I don't particularly enjoy having a stranger in the house, but I most certainly don't enjoy having to do all the work myself either. It just isn't possible, especially on Tuesdays when the girls both have after-school activities in opposite parts of town. Nicoline dances ballet at 5, and Hermine swims at 6. Because Nicoline finishes at 6:30 p.m, I then have to drive into town to collect...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?